We are in Seder Ezra's Avoseinu. We are up to Emes Atohu Odoin La'amecho. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's true, are an Odoin. You're a master of your people, of Am Yisrael. Emes, of course, is a continuation of Hashem Elokeichem Emes. We are affirming everything that flows from Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalas Ol HaMitzvahs in the first two parshias of Kiryas Shema, respectively. Being an Adon means having a sense of love and a sense of compassion toward the Eved. Chazal say that if somebody is Kaina an Eved Ivri, Kaina Adon La'atzmai, it's tantamount to actually going out and buying a master to whom you will be subservient, because there are so many halachas describing how well and properly the Jewish Adon must treat the Eved Ivri. Now, when we say Emes Atahu Adon La'amecha, so then we are saying a Kadosh Baruch Hu is an Adon, and an Adon treats his people, treats his Avodim in a very kindly fashion, with the best that he can afford, the best that he can give, putting the Eved before himself. So that's how we see you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as someone who is a power, who is the force that is the Adon, to which we are subservient, but it's with such kindness, it's with such a sense of devotion to the Eved, and to all of the Avadim. U'melech gibor l'riv rivam. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are a melech whose gvura, whose strength and power is used, l'riv rivam, to fight our fight, to battle our battles. And we know, we sense that if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wouldn't exist today. If we are still the great nation we are in Tav Shin Ayin Vav, it's a tribute to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, l'riv rivam, to fight the battles for Klal Yisrael's sake. Emes, again using the Emes of Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Atohu Rishoin v'Atohu Acharoin. That you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are alone, first and last. Everything is in the context of your being. Everything flows, therefore, from you and what you wish. And because you are Acharon, that's where everything is leading to. It's all happening the way you know it has to happen, the way you know things have to be, so that we can reach the point where you have accomplished what it is that you want in your universe should be done and accomplished. Because it's all in the context of your existence that everything takes place. Because you are first, and you are last. Umibalodecho, ein lanu, outside and aside from you, without you, other than you, there is no melech, there is no king, there's no goel, there's no redeemer, no savior, no moshiach. We look at the kings, the Melech Basar V'dam, and certainly we recognize that there is so much yet to be achieved in human history and for civilization to yet accomplish. With all of the great leaders that we've had through the millennia, look at the state of humankind. If we would follow the Melech Goyel U'Mashiach, that kind of leadership would lead us. If we are otherwise looking toward leadership of a Basar V'dam, and for the society and for the social systems, for governments to lead people, unfortunately they can't lead us where the Melech Goyel U'Mashiach could lead us. And if we look at the times we live in and some of the people who have risen to prominence, to positions of leadership, and people who are running for office, it's frightening. Mimitzrayim ga'altonu, Hashem Elokeinu. You took us from Mitzrayim. You redeemed us from Mitzrayim. Now, ge'ula from Mitzrayim encompasses the idea of leaving all of the tumah of Mitzrayim, umibeis avodim pidisano, and it encompasses taking us materially, physically from the beis avodim. The pidyon is the pidyon of the guf, the geula here referred to as the geula of the nefashes of Klal Yisrael. Mimitzrayim ga'altanu v'Hashem Elokeinu. You took us from Mitzrayim so we could become your people. So we would no longer be a part of the Egyptian nation where we were steeped in the Shari Tumah, in the Memtes Shari Tumah of Mitzrayim. Umibeis avodim pidisonu. You took us from having a position of being an Eved in Mitzrayim, what's called Beis Avodim, the institution of Avdus that was upon us, in which we were just mere Avodim, to become the Beis Yisrael. Kol Bechareihem, all of the Bechare Mitzrayim Harokta, you killed them, Uvecharcha, your Bechar, Galta, your Bechar, you redeemed. Your Bechar doesn't refer to the Bechare Yisrael, the firstborn, because then it would say, Kol Bechareihem Shal Yisrael, Bechareicha, it would say the plural. But here it says, Uvecharcha, your Bechar, Galta, because the Jewish people are the Bechar. The Bechar is the firstborn. The Bechar is the one that's taking on responsibility to perpetuate the entire life goal, all the meaningfulness of what it is that the father is giving over to the son. It's all through the Bechar that the next generation is going to be led. Bechar has the same letters as Rechev, Reish, Chof, Beis, but backward. Because the Rechev takes us back. The Rechev is the chariot of nobility, the chariot of His Holiness. We are the Rechev that carries the Kedusha of Elokus, the holiness in every human being, but we are the ones who carry that holiness and prepare it to go back to and keep it related to where it comes from. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from He who has created us. It comes from He who has blown the Holy Neshama into us. So Rechev is not just the same words as Bechor, excuse me, the same letters as Bechor, it's the same letters in the reverse order, because it's taking us back and maintaining the relationship with that from which we come, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell the Pharaoh, Bini Bechayri Yisrael, I, like a father, I have many children, and all of the people on earth, they are all Tzelem Elokim, but I have a Bechor. I have a firstborn, and that firstborn is Yisrael. Because Yisrael is going to take on the responsibility of leaving godly life, of doing what it is that I, the Father, believe in and want. And it's those achievements that my Bechor Yisrael need to be made free so that they can accomplish, and you're holding them back. You have no future. Kol Bechare Merokta means that there is nothing that you, Mitzrayim, represent that has to move forward. That therefore there have to be Bechorim to continue on with the great purpose, with the great meaningful mission of Mitzrayim. There is no meaningful mission of Mitzrayim that you need Bechorim to continue or perpetuate. But Bechorcha, but you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Bechor, I'm Yisrael, Ga'alta. And that's the reason why the last final klap, the last makkah, had to be Makkas Bechayres. Because the point of Makkas Bechayres is there will be nothing in the future of Mitzrayim. Because that which Hashem wants in this world is not being promoted, is not being perpetuated by Mitzrayim. Why then bother having a firstborn if what they will perpetuate is of no meaning, is of no value? Uvecharcha, but your Bechor, Bechore Yisrael, your nation, the firstborn nation, the vital people that you depend upon, tasked with the mission of perpetuating your will in this world, being the Rechev for holiness in this world, Ga'olta, they, Am Yisrael, you redeemed. The Yamsuf Bakata, you split the sea, you split Yamsuf, and according to some Mefarshim, at the very same time that part of the Yamsuf was yet split, and the Bnei Yisrael were Bayabash B'Sech Hayom on dry land with waters towering like walls on either side of us, V'Zeidim Tibato. Those who had sinned, and willfully so, were drowning at the very same time in the same seabed where they were drowning, we were walking on dry land. Now it says V'Zeidim Tibato because that's how they are described in Parshas Yisra. Ki Vadavar Asher Zadu Aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the Egyptians and ultimately they were defeated at Yamsuf in water in the very same way Badavar Asher Zadu Aleihem, in the same way that they had intended to destroy the Jewish people. Kol Habein Hayiloid Hayayra Tashlichuhu. By designing a means of killing every Jewish boy in the sea, in the Ya'or. That, Yisro says, makes it so clear that the Ribbono Shel Olam is master of all human destiny. And whatever decisions that might be made by a melech, by a paro, about Kol HaBein HaYilod HaYa'or Tashlichu, it will be addressed. And in the end, it won't be the Bnei Yisrael, but it'll be the Zeidim Tibata. It'll be those who wanted to drown the Bnei Yisrael who will be drowned. Al da'ateft atfuch, Hillel said. V'soif mitufayach yitufun. V'yedidim he'evarta. And the Yedidim, those who are so close to you, those with whom you have a dear intimate relationship. Yedid is the concept of yad yad, those who hold hands, those who are clasped with one purpose shared between the two of them. Here we are called yedidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who are so dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and people who are of the same purpose, of the same mission with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hevarta, you cross them and convey them safely across the Yamsuf. Vayechasu mayim tzareihem, the waters completely covered the enemies of Am Yisrael, the enemies of your Yedidim. Echod mehem loy noysar, not a one of them was left. Now there is a medrash that says that the Pharaoh survived Kriyas Yamsuf, so he would see that none of his people, none of his army officers, not a one survived. And that Echad, Mehem Loi Noisor, is in sharp contrast, not only to the Bnei Yisrael, that all of Bnei Yisrael survived, but it's in sharp contrast to Hashem Echad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you see, Pharaoh, there is only one. It is I, Hashem Echad. Echad mehem loy noisar. Your idea of an Echad, you thinking that you are the Echad, that whole concept, the very idea, the complete notion, the completely fallacious notion that there is anyone else, loy noisar, that idea is gone. That misconception forever sunk, literally, in the waters of Yamsuf. Al Zois, it's for this reason, Shibachu Ahuvim, those who are beloved, beloved Am Yisrael, those who are not only Yedidim, but Yedidim Ahuvim, beloved, and they saw and they felt your love at that moment, they recognized that it's because you love us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you conveyed us safely at Yamsuf. V'rayimimu keil. And we therefore exalted you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and accomplished what it is that you wanted, which is to express and to recognize you are Echad. Rayimimu keil, lifted you up, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into that exalted position, the position of being the one and only Kale. V'nosnu yedidim, and again those closest to you offered zmiros, shiros, sishbachos, poems or hymns and song, praises, brachos v'hodos, blessing and words of expression of thanks. L'melech keil chai v'kaya. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's chai, meaning very much alive in history, who we recognize as keil, who is the all-capable, the omnipotent one, kayam, who is always there at all points in time, in every way, for every effect. Ram v'nisa, gadol v'noira, mashpul geim. We will continue next time with the concluding words of Ezras Avoseinu and the bracha of Gaal Yisrael.